Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you or your children involved in sports? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. We have lived near a park for over 37 years. Throughout the year, there are children, parents, and grandparents watching soccer, baseball, or football games. These children, just as in professional basketball or baseball, have to practice to be able to score and their team to win the games. Regardless of what team or sport that you like, practice makes perfect. There is a narrow road of discipline, dedication, training, and learning your skills. What are you working on in your personal life? What are you doing as a Christian? In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, we read, "Do you know that in a race that all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in a game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." What are you doing to keep in shape? Are you walking, running, bicycling, swimming, or golfing? TV and magazines are telling us that we need to keep in shape and exercise regularly for us to be in good health. God is telling us to do the same thing. We need to keep in shape and exercise in the Lord regularly. Each one of us must practice more than once to be able to be successful in learning and doing something, be it baseball, football, golf, any and all of these sports, and even other things like sewing, knitting, or crocheting. All take discipline in learning how to do it, and then practice makes you perfect. The same principles applies to learning to play a musical instrument like piano or guitar. The one who has been practicing the most will play the best. This same principle applies to us as Christians. Let me read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." The Christians who are the strongest in the Lord, who have the most faith, who live a Christ-like lifestyle, are the ones who are disciplining their life by praying, reading, studying, and memorizing the Word of God. If we are only Sunday Christians, we will become weak, depressed, oppressed Christians, overcome by the daily trials and tribulations of life, and possibly falling into temptation by deception from the enemy. In Hebrews 12:1, we read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." As school is finishing, may you start your summer with a new dedication of discipline, with practice and training to help each family member become the children of God that He wants us to be. Our twin 4-year-old grandchildren this school year have memorized a scripture a week, the 23rd Psalm, the Pledge of Allegiance, the Pledge to the Bible, and to the Christian flag. What are you learning? What are you teaching your children? May I challenge you to learn more about the Word of God so that you may be able to be equipped and apply it in your marriage and in everyday life. We cannot live a successful Christian life if we do not know and put into practice the Word of God. I pray that you become a student and a doer of the Word of God as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.